Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hi, this is Brand doing a podcast for Apple Vis on an app for macOS 10. Well, in this case, 10.8 Mountain Lion, which I am running here on my MacBook Pro, called Audiobook Binder, spelled capital A-U-D-I-O, capital B-O-O-K, capital B-I-N-D-E-R. Now, this app is for combining MP3 files, and please take note, only MP3 files, into one single .m4b file. This can be used in several ways, including books purchased on CD disk that you ripped onto your computer into one single .m4b file, or making quite a couple podcasts. There's a few series out there. I've done it with a couple. Into one .m4b file. It's just a bit more convenient, if you can understand where I'm coming from. Now, I will demonstrate binding a book that I bought called 4th of July by James Patterson. I will combine that. Well, it's actually one MP3 file, that's the way I ripped it, as far as I can remember. Not sure. I'll just bind that into a M4B file. So let's go to the desktop with the OD.
Finder, oh, sorry. Desktop, Macintosh.
That's the O, Shift D, I, yeah. I know the keystroke, obviously I know the keystroke, I am on the desktop, but my brain is not with me, it's just sort of late here. So let's go to the Applications folder, which is done by Command-Shift-A.
Applications, now in Applications window, browser no selection.
Okay, I want to interact with the browser, which is
selected
done by using the VO-Shift down arrow, or in my case, down and right arrow together. I only have one working hand, so I'm using Quick Nav. So I'll go down to Audiobook Binder, which is 6 apps down from the top of my list.
Adobe Apps or Audio Hijack Pro Audiobook Binder app. Selected application 7 of 72.
This is the Audiobook Binder video space.
Open Finder item. Audiobook Binder app. Audiobook Binder. Audiobook Binder window. Bind. Dim button has keyboard focus.
No, this is not what I wanted.
Author to text.
The author, in this case, is James Patterson. James Patterson.
James Patterson.
I'm using the dictate feature. It's just a bit faster for me one-handed, then it will be the type, so tab again.
Title, edit text.
I'll say fourth.
Fourth.
Which I typed. Of July.
Of July.
So, go again, tab.
Audiobooks, content selected, edit text.
And again.
Files, select a tab, one or two.
And again.
Empty table.
And there's the table where the all important files that you want to bind will be going.
Add button.
This is the button you want. You want to hit add.
Press add button. Audiobook binder. Genre.
And I will go pressing tab.
Leaving browser. Cancel list one item select.
Shift tab again. And I'm back.
4th of July. Selected folder. 1 of 27. Column 3 of 3.
There is the folder I want. Go into the folder.
4th of July MP3. Selected MPEG audio layer 3, 1 of 1, column 4 of 4.
There's only one file in this case, which is 4th of July.mp3. And from here on, I tab twice.
Leaving open default button.
And I hit the O space.
Press now in audiobook binder window, add button.
And I'll go tabbing.
Remove button. Art, pop up, bind button.
And there is the bind button, which I shall hit as such.
Audiobook binder. Genre. Save system dialog. Savers. James Patterson, 4th of July M4B. Content.
And there you have it. James Patterson, 4th of July M4B. Go to the right.
Disclosure. Uncheck checkbox. Where?
More.
Steam camp. Where? Cancel button.
And one more.
Save. Default button.
You go to the save button.
Now in audiobook binder window. Bind button. Interact with dialog.
And there is no binding, as you can hear, there's the double clicking sound.
Cancel button.
There's the cancel button, and here you'll find if you go And the trackpad is two fingers licked down, which is for read all.
4.9% progress indicator.
4.9% progress indicator, and it's going to take some time. So I shall pause the recording at this point for now.
Audio hijack pro. Uncheck pause checkbox.
And that should have done it. We're almost done.
Audio book binder.
We've got
97, 5% progress indicator.
2.5% to go. And it's still merrily clicking along. And it's done. And now it should be saying, okay, well, iTunes is already launched, if I'm not mistaken.
iTunes is launched in the background.
No, it's not. There you go. iTunes is now launched, and the book is being copied into iTunes. So we just wait for a second. Or three.
Bind button.
And it has now been done. And now we're back in the screen. And we're back on the bind button. Now, the preferences of this app, there's not much to do. The main things is...
Preferences. Now in preferences, when add to iTunes library.
Add to iTunes library. There's some other stuff. Well, one other thing before this, which I wouldn't even touch if I were you. It's not a big deal in any way, shape, or form. So, here's the one. Add to iTunes. This is the by default check.
Check the checkbox.
And I unchecked it for a while, but then I discovered that I'm making my own life difficult. Why do you want to do this? What other reason would you have to create .m4b files than to read them on your iPhone or iPad mini or whatever device you might have? I happen to have an iPad and an iPhone, so yeah, doesn't really matter either way. So that just sort of makes my life hard. And I don't like doing that. So I rechecked that button again. So going to the right, you'll find...
Sample rate.
The sample rate,
44,100. Pop-up button.
Yeah, 44,100, which is normal. If you're running at 128 kbps, which is, I suppose, a good bitrate for... internet broadcasting, which is fine. I mean, you don't need CD quality or lossless or anything for an audiobook. Unless you are a total audiophile, which I can admit that I am not, because my hearing is too bad to do that. I just cannot hear well enough. So we go to the right again.
Channels.
And in this case, depends on what you have. If you're using plain speech only audiobooks, mono will be fine, but if you're listening to stuff like radio drama or just graphic drama, whatever, from a company such as Graphic Audio or BBC or whomever, wherever you got your drama or gets your drama from, doesn't really matter. You have to put it in stereo.
Bono radio button, 1 or 2. Stereo, selected radio button, 2 or 2.
Like I am doing at this point in time, and I think I always will. Now, going to the right again.
Bitrate.
The bitrate. Mine is set at...
128,000. Pop that button.
128 kbps, which is, I suppose, fairly good. The lowest it can go, as far as I'm aware, is 64, which will be perfectly, perfectly fine for just a standard plain spoken book. I mean, there's no reason why you want a 320 kilobit kbps book, which is standard, just normally spoken, whereas 128K is good enough for my purposes. For yours, it might not be 192 in CD quality. So that might be more like in... more up your alley. So you might do that. I don't, because, as I said, my hearing is not good enough to differentiate between even 64 and 128. I cannot differentiate, even if it's... well, especially if it's especially... high quality audio, or very intricate audio, yes, I can, but standard speech, there's not a chance. So, let's go to the wide again.
Max volume length.
Oh, this is another very interesting thing. The volume length. Now, I would consider this, or I would compare this to braille books. Now, a braille book, a big braille book. So, let's take Blue Horizon from Wilbur Smith, which consists of, as far as I can remember, 11 braille volumes. It's technically still one braille book. Now, this M4B file is one file, but it has 11, or however many, volumes in there. Now, these volumes can be short or they can be long. In my case, I don't have such things. My volume is one, always one. No matter if it's a 1 hour book or a 47 or 53 hour book, I don't care. It's just one book. Now, to make sure that you don't screw this up, which is very easy if you're not careful, make sure that your volume length is longer than the longest part of your book. So, for example, this 4th of July book I just bound cannot be split up in volumes. So, it's just as well I have mine set on 100%.
100% slider.
Which is basically saying, okay, I don't want any volume, no matter how long this book is. Whether it be 1 hour, or 376 hours, or whatever. I'm just putting numbers out of my head here, but anyway. So that doesn't matter, but if I have, say, a book by Roald Dahl for my friend's son, I don't have any kids of my own. So that's fine. If I'm binding a Roald Dahl book for a friend of mine's son, which has, let's say, 6 parts of 30 minutes each, I will tell it to, I'll put it on something like 0%, which will make the shortest length of a, yeah, the longest maximum length of a volume 1 hour. So, yeah, that works. So let's keep going to the right, which is so,
comma, HR.
That is a comma, and HR, which means that there is no such, the volume just doesn't exist. It's all one, so,
close button.
Then we're back to the close button, we hit it.
Print now in audiobook binder window, bind button.
And we've done all of this, so,
close button.
We're gonna hit the close, but I'll do that in a minute. Now, if you want to contact me with any questions or queries or just whatever regarding this podcast, or if you want to know something else I can try to explain or look into, please contact me via email. My email address is brandt.steenkamp@gmail.com. That is brandt.steenkamp@gmail.com. My Twitter is brandtsteenkamp. All one word. BRANDTSTEENKAMP. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope you found this useful and at least somewhat entertaining, because it is, after all, almost midnight here. So, yeah, I do apologize for many things. So, we'll talk later if I find something else interesting to share with you guys. See y'all later. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.